The good ones are already taken. It was after midnight when the plane came smoking down the runway at last, the vast cyclone roar of the C-130 a fair approximation of Melissa's interstate. A cheer went up from the families strung along the fence, the kids in their pajamas and scruffy cartoon slippers, the frazzled moms trying to keep it all together in the heat, hair, makeup, manic kids. They'd parboiled for hours in the parking lot while word kept coming from the off-limits terminal. Delay, 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 until Melissa thought she'd chewed through the chain-link fence. It had been 8 months since she'd seen her husband, and every hard-fought minute for this young wife had been the home-front equivalent of trench warfare. They'd even cheated and tacked on an extra 10 weeks, a high honor, the captain said when the rest of the team exfilled in March. You should be so proud. Proud, sure, she would have been proud to nail Clinton's draft-dodging ass to the wall, but what could you do? SF wife, read the T-shirts at the Green Beret Museum, the toughest job in the Army, and she supposed she was proud, or would be, once she had him back. Even among the elite, Dirk had proved himself special, his surprisingly quick fluency in French and Creole earning him extra duty in the Haitian vacation, that tar baby of a mission known to the rest of the world as Operation Uphold Democracy. Choji boy, she'd written in her last letter, I'm going to screw you into a coma when you get back. Melissa was 24, a near newlywed of 15 months, and his leaving had been like an amputation. For weeks afterward, she'd had missing limb sensations, her skin fizzing and prickling where her husband should have been. As every man who'd undressed her, mentally or otherwise, would agree, celibacy was wasted on a body like hers. She had high, pillowy breasts, the compact butt of a boy, and abs you could bounce golf balls off of, a smallish package topped with a pretty heart, face, and reams of wavy, sorrel-brown hair. That she was also smart, sensible, and socially well-adjusted didn't save her from serial panic attacks, the fear that sex was an engine that dragged the rest of you along. A month ago, she'd been having...